I'm your client, and I'm testing you because I was so impressed the first time. I want to see if you're just as good the second time.
Well, how was it? Tell me what was it like the first time?
Well, you basically, within a matter of seconds, were able to determine a lot of things about these people I know in such a way that it was very impressive for me, and it just made me feel that, you know, I was right about the way I saw them, and all you did is look at the names and you just tuned in and started giving me impressions. I feel this person's like, you know, that's kind of how you did it. And so I was real impressed because I saw that you weren't using tools and you did have the names, but you know, you were able to give a lot of detail. And I just thought it was quite something because you didn't know those people. You'd never, you know, I hadn't talked about those people around you before.
No.
I think one of the important things for people to feel comfortable with when they're looking for a psychic is to have, we call it evidential information, like evidential mediumship. So, in other words, if you're talking to a loved one on the other side, I need evidence that you're really talking to that person and not just, oh, yes, your mother, she was a very loving person. Yeah, well, what mother isn't loving? Okay, you know, or oh, your dad, I see he was in the military. Well, what man wasn't in the military from 1950 till the beginning of time, right?
Yeah.
So that doesn't fly with me. I like really specific stuff, yeah. You know, that's concrete, you know, blonde hair, 5'7", liked to play the piano, and loved to garden, and favorite flower was an orchid. You know, I want, like, that's evidential. So, I want to ask you, in your readings with me, did you feel comfortable that you got information that made you feel confident that I was really seeing something, as opposed to just, oh, that kind of made sense, or that sort of felt real, but that's not good enough for me. I want to know, like,
yeah.
Like the you know, black and white.
Yeah, so, well, it was interesting what you said that made a lot of sense to me when you said, you know, you're kind of in this positive space and he's not quite there. Because I looked for him on the internet the last 20 years and all I could find was like dark stuff. Like just dark graffiti. Like I understand that everyone has their style, but it had just not a positive vibe to it. So, and even dark words, so that makes a lot of sense that what you said about us being kind of in different vibes.
And then...
And the other thing that made sense, you said he used to be happy about himself. Well, when he was 18, when we were dating, he was an artist. He was an established artist. He was fantastic. He was amazing. And when he moved away, he just joined the rat race and forgot all about his art because they told him you can't make money with that. So it's true. He used to, at least when he was in high school, he was embracing his you know, natural-born gifts. And so this is what you true. You know, he chose to do what most people do, which is, you know, get a job that pays and kind of leave your dreams and aspirations behind. So that made sense what you said.
There is a sadness about him, though, that hurts my heart. So do you know why he would be so sad?
Well, I feel it's because his mom. Because he was kind of the protector of his mom, and he went off to Canada, and he left his mom here with Mr. Dad. He seems to have had some rough times in life, so that makes sense what you said.
Okay.
And I don't want to go into too much detail
right.
In
well,
front
course.
Of the camera here. I don't,
of course.
You know, yeah. It made sense to me, so it was evidential to me. I feel like you definitely got who I was wanting to know about.